Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on your Tuesday morning. Beautiful sunshiny weather. I'm surprised, Dr. Kristen Rickey, you did not have the orange Jeep with the top down today. Beautiful out there.
Man, I should go home and get that. Yeah. You are right.
We'll go. We'll both go. Let's just go now and do it. Leave everybody here to fend for themselves. No, the official countdown is on.
Yes.
Less than 30 days.
Absolutely. We're all getting really excited. I love this time of year when it's time to start seeing our students and staff again.
And of course, you're in the middle of some big projects still. Yes. We've been given specific instructions by the news director to ask a few questions. I'm going to defer to you. I'll just kind of follow your lead as to where we are and where we'll go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to remind people this is a really important project for our students and for our staff, especially the HVAC system parts of this. We really have made our systems last a very, very long time, well beyond their life expectancy. So I'm really proud of being very cautious that they're taxpayer dollars, but it is past time and we absolutely had to do this project. So that's the good news. We're getting new HVAC systems. I want to remind people that when we are finished 2 years from now, we will have air conditioning in all of our buildings. And even with adding air conditioning to make our staff and students more comfortable, it will actually be less cost in energy because our systems will be updated, more efficient, and so on. So we'll be spending less money on energy and have more comfortable systems. And with those HVAC systems, that means that we'll take out air handler units in classrooms, which are loud, inefficient, don't work well at all, and have mold issues and all sorts of problems. Those will all be gone. We'll have brand new HVAC systems, much more efficient, have air conditioning and things like that. So it's fantastic. We'll also have LED lights, new plumbing, new fixtures in the restrooms, more electrical outlets. We'll have paint in the classroom, new tile, new carpet. It's going to be really beautiful. We'll have new science labs at both middle school and high school. Our media centers are being renovated. So really a lot of really exciting things happening, and it really needed to be done. We could not wait any longer on the HVAC systems. Mm-hmm. The challenge with this is, as people probably realize, is a school project gives a very short window to get all this work done. And there is an enormous amount of work happening. Hundreds, over 100 people every day on site working, and sometimes closer to 200. Lots of people working really hard on this. The issue right now is we are in a time period where supply chain is a massive challenge. Getting steel is difficult. Getting the rooftop units we need to run our heating and air conditioning are a major challenge. Getting our flooring is a major challenge. So we really appreciate everyone being flexible and understanding that we are doing the best we can to get this done on time, but some things are out of our control. So we have contingency plans in place. So for example, with the flooring, those will not be in when school starts. So the floor will be basically concrete floor, which is fine for our students. Mm-hmm. And then when the flooring comes in, we have a plan in place to temporarily move classrooms into a different space in the building, still in the building, for about a week while we install flooring in four or five classrooms. Then we'll move them back into their classroom and move the next classrooms into that temporary space. So we have plans for that. I'm not worried about that. It will just be inconvenient for a while. And
the kids will probably love it, though. Yeah. It'll be something different, almost like a little trip for a week.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I think that they will be excited to see that, watch it happening in front of their eyes. Mm-hmm. We probably, what we'll do is, when I said we'll move classes within the building, we may move some of our exploratory classes temporarily to the high school just for the day. Mm-hmm. We'll bus our students there for their class, where they have some classroom spaces for family and consumer science, for example. Those spaces are getting renovated as well and will be very updated. We'll just move those students for the day to that classroom space because it's a specialized class, mm-hmm. and then move them back. So we have contingency plans in place. I'm not worried about that. It'll be a little inconvenient, but it will be fun to see it happening.
Well, and I will tell you, as a second grader, I was going to Starmont. We moved from the old three buildings in Strawberry, Lamont, and Arlington. I think it was Christmas break. We wrapped up in the old Lamont building, and then by the time Christmas break was over, we were in the new building. Now, as a second grader, I had no clue. I'm like, oh, we're in the new building. Great. You know, it smells nice. But I didn't realize it's like a duck on the pond, all the little feet underwater kicking up everything. But on the surface, it looked great.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because that's our goal, is to make this as seamless as we can for our students. Instruction remains our top priority, and of course, student safety. And so we're trying to make it seamless for them. And it's a minor inconvenience, but it's absolutely going to be worth it. It's mm-hmm. going to be amazing for our students and staff. I wanted to comment on our HVAC units. We have multiple roof units coming in to run those systems, and they're set up in zones. And that is a big supply chain issue, and they're coming in over several months. They're coming in stages. What we'll do when it starts getting cool is we have heat. We simply need to have units that can move the air. Mm-hmm. So as those come online, we'll get that done. But in the meantime, we'll have some rental units to move that air and heat the buildings. And I don't think students or staff will notice any difference. But we'll see those HVAC units coming in. They'll be installed over the weekends. Some other things, of course, I want people to know is this is mostly happening at middle school and high school this year. Next year, it will happen at Lambert. We're hoping we won't have some of these supply chain issues because we're ordering some of these things now, mm-hmm, knowing mm-hmm. that there's a year lead time. And we'll also expand Lambert and middle school offices next year and add some restrooms at Lambert. So a lot of work happening next year at Lambert. The same things really that are happening this year at high school, middle school. I wanted to also talk, if I could, about our new bus lane.
Yes, because the start's going to be here in a few weeks, so let's jump right into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we think this is going to be a huge improvement that families are really going to notice right away and be happy about. It's been very congested on Dr. Street in front of our Lambert and Middle School, and that is going to be much improved because we're going to move buses to the back of the building. So buses will come in the north side by the middle school entrance there, and then they'll come behind middle school and Lambert, behind the playgrounds, and come out the Lambert exit.
Okay.
And so we want people to know absolutely no cars are allowed there. Absolutely none. It's a safety concern. We have to have buses only in those lanes. We'll have lots of teacher supervision out there, just like we do on the other entrance. Walkers and car riders will come in on Dr. Street, as they always have, but they can use that entire length of Dr. Street now because the buses won't be there. And so the buses will come in on the other side of the building. We'll have supervision on both sides. We'll have gates at the front and back end of that bus lane so nobody can come through there during the school day. But we want to remind people, absolutely, they cannot use those bus lanes. And this is going to be a great improvement. There'll be a sidewalk along the bus lane for kids to use to get into the building and so on.
Can I be there like the opening day, just stand with my arms crossed and just shake my head no if a car tries going through? No.
That no one will try coming through, Justin, I'm sure of it.
No, so, come on now. Dr. Kristen Rickey with us this morning, guest of the day. We're getting ready for the first day of school. And this is so much to cover here.
Yeah, there is a lot to cover, and I appreciate the time, and I appreciate everybody's patience and flexibility and understanding that I'm really proud of how far we've come and the number of people in the district who have been working together to get us ready. Mm-hmm. And everybody still needs to be flexible. Our school start date is August 30th, and I know there's been a lot of talk out there about, will that happen? Absolutely, we have a plan in place, a solid plan to get ready and get school started August 30th, even though there will still be some construction mm-hmm. things happening. That plan is very, very tight. And because of the time and the supply chain issues, there really is no room for error. So the main thing we need to do is make sure that we can get an occupancy certificate from the fire marshal. And that's a good thing. We want the fire marshal to be making sure that all our fire suppression systems are ready to go. We have to have all the ceilings in because those house the smoke detection units, sprinkler systems, those sorts of things. So the fire marshal is doing a preliminary walkthrough on August 10th. We won't be ready at that time, but the fire marshal will tell us if there are things we hadn't thought of, if we're on track, what things need to be done. Fire marshal will come through again August 24th for hopefully a final inspection. There may be some things yet to be done, so we have scheduled August 29th for the fire marshal to come through again. Mm-hmm. So you understand how tight that is. School mm-hmm. starts August 30th.
Yes.
So we have a plan that everything will be ready. But if we run into some issues with that occupancy, we'll let families know as soon as we can. Very, very hopeful, and I believe we will start August 30th, but I want people to know how tight that timeline is, and we will communicate as soon as we can if there's an issue. If there is an issue with starting school, If it is a day or two, we'll treat it like a snow day. We'll mm-hmm. make it up at the end of the year or through hours throughout the school year by adding hours to the day. I don't anticipate that being a problem. I anticipate us starting August 30th, but it is a very tight time frame with no room for error. So we'll be watching closely over the next 2 weeks. I'd like to say one more thing if I could as well, that people may be concerned that we'll still be doing some work during the school year. I want to reassure people that safety is our top priority. We have rules in place and we'll be working with our construction crews. First of all, there will be a lot less people in place then because mm-hmm. the bulk of the work will be done, but they won't be interacting with staff or students. Everybody wears name tags with an employee number so we know who people are. We'll make sure that our students and staff don't interact and engage with our construction mm-hmm. crews. And absolutely any place they're working will be cordoned off so that we won't have students or staff walking through those areas. So safety is a top priority. That should not be a concern for people. And I just want to say to everyone, thanks for your flexibility and your patience. Keep your eye on the prize. This mm-hmm. thing is going to be fantastic. And the only way to get to the end is to go through a little inconvenience yep. right now.
Yep. And by the way, Dr. Rick is the only superintendent in America who has a code to get into the radio station and knows how to turn the microphone on. If something happens like at 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning and we're not here, she knows how to get on the air.
Well, that may not be 100% true, but I think you know that
you can get a hold of us.
I could talk too, that's for sure.
Hey, before we part ways here, you got a big trip you're doing here coming up too, representing the Middle West.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I and a couple of my colleagues who went to Finland with the Fulbright Exchange Program, Fulbright Leaders for Global Schools, we've been accepted to speak at a national superintendents conference in February. And so that's a great honor to be able to speak at a national conference and to represent Iowa and West Delaware. So I'm really pleased to be able to do that.
Oh, it's so cool to have your representation down on the big stage and everything, and I know you'll do us proud.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you.
Well, always good to see you, and you know, and I've told you this before, anytime you need to get in here and need something on the air, you know how to get a hold of us and how to make that happen.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You betcha. And here's to, knock on wood, everything just moving the way it's been going and ready to rock and roll on August 30th.
Absolutely. I also, last thing I'll say, we are showing videos of the inside of the buildings. Mm-hmm. They're coming out a couple a week. Over the next couple of weeks, I have a few out already. You can find those by going to our website, and those will be posted there, and you can take a look at what's happening behind the scenes.
Dr. Kristen Rickey with us here on KMCH. Always good to see you, and usually you when you show up means my days get calmer because it's back to school time, and I don't have to work as hard. So
thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Guest of the day, part one.